This week, on Saturday Morning Spire Slaughter...
I'm the greatest Slay the Spire player of all time, and I'm not even saying that ironically anymore.
We could sleep. We could sleep it up.
Why would we do that?
Get our 11 health back.
Good.
Because the heart is a murderer.
Adrenaline.
That is fortunate.
We kicked these guys' asses.
Yeah, we got them. But we did take a significant amount of damage. Yeah,
not that much.
They're not here to kill you. They're here to soften you up. So the heart can kill you.
Yeah, but the heart's not going to do shit.
All right, last fight of the game. We still have our ghost in a jar. We took it from floor 1 to floor 56.
Here it is.
Yeah, we're going to kill this guy. It's fine.
Yeah, he's not even attacking. What could go wrong? Discarding the burn and the slime. I don't want to waste my time trying to get rid of the slime because the spoon will save it.
Hell yes, spoon.
The captain is once more here to save us.
Jack's so frustrated because he's winning right now. Yeah, this is going to be a bizarre episode.
It's a weird episode.
Let's tune in and see.
Okay. All right, so we're at a campfire. We could sleep. We could sleep it up.
Why would we do that?
Get our 11 health back.
Good.
Because the heart is a murderer.
We're gonna get 11 health back in the next fight when we play 75.
That's fair. We're gonna get more than 11 health back when we have to use our lizard tail in the next fight.
True.
We're not gonna have to use that.
Okay. What are we upgrading if we upgrade?
Piercing will.
Piercing will?
I know. I'm just kidding. I have no idea.
Leg sweep.
Does that make sense? Did we lose cards somewhere?
This is just showing the unupgraded cards.
I was like, what the hell?
The minuses, some might say.
Yeah. Exactly. Some geniuses might say that.
Blade dance.
Blade Dance is okay. Yeah, I'll go in for Blade Dance. Yeah, we have Tungsten Rod. Blade Dance is good. We have After Image. Tungsten Rod After Image is actually insane here.
All right.
Oh!
Lots of good stuff here.
I'm glad we saved money for this shot, baby. Oh, yes!
You really like orange palettes?
Yeah, so...
Oh, actually, those great. Are all
I just want to go ka-chonk, ka-chonk, ka-chonk.
Okay, what's the deal?
So we got some decent cards here, too, but we got Lantern. At the beginning of each combat, we get an additional energy.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
Bag of Prep, at the beginning of each combat, we draw 2 extra cards.
It's nice, too.
Match made in heaven right there. And Orange Pellets, whenever you play a power, attack, and skill in the same turn, remove all of your debuffs.
Can we afford all of them? I don't think so, right?
No. Yeah, we can.
No, we can't.
Oh, my God.
We're missing 15 gold. Can we buy potions still?
No, it won't let you.
Wait, don't click it. What if you buy it and then just, like, takes your money?
That'd be pretty funny.
I think that it used to.
Is something this game would do.
Yeah.
Oh, you clicked it and it just doesn't work. I was like, what the... Okay, if we only can get 2 of these artifacts, what should we get? I mean,
so, on turn 1, the heart debuffs you with vulnerable, frail, and weak. Being able to consistently get rid of that is very valuable.
All right, we should definitely get that then.
I think Orange Pellets is an all-star here.
Okay. I'm not as impressed by the other two because they're just one time, right? It's just the beginning of combat.
Yeah, but it's good.
But
yep, Grant said it. It's
but like,
good.
Is it that useful? Like, can
it,
we buy
it? Is these are both relics that are unassuming. You don't think they're going to be that good, and then they are. And then they are. Jesus, help me! It's a shame we can't get both.
Yeah.
15 gold, shy. Can we sell them something?
I kind of like Lantern.
Yeah, we have. Oh, we don't have Ring of the Snake. What am I talking about?
Lantern combos with Ice Cream if it doesn't work, and it combos with all your draw cards if it does work.
That's actually an excellent point. You just get 1 extra energy whenever you want it because of the Ice Cream. I buy it. Do we want this footwork?
I like footwork.
I'm a big footwork guy. Yeah. With these backflips, it seems decent. We don't scale very well defensively, and the heart fight kind of does demand that. Mm-hmm. We scale well enough offensively that I think that we'll be okay.
We'll scale with our Ghost in a Jar.
Yeah, exactly.
Picked up in the first fight.
Ghost in a Jar, Lizard Tail.
Yeah, that's our scaling.
And Tungsten Rod.
Scale that. Like,
that's how we're going to survive the last 2 turns when we can't block everything.
I like getting footwork.
Footwork, yeah.
Right, you just bought it.
And then we've got Deflect if we want it, or Acrobatics. I don't know about those.
Yeah.
All right, let's get out of here. Into my second least favorite fight of the game.
Oh, yeah, this one sucks.
Oh, I felt like we had Ring of the Snake because we have the extra ships.
We had this exact draw.
Yeah, this is a sweet one.
We're
getting attacked for 33. We get After Image, Accuracy, 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 Shiv, Shiv, Shiv. And this time we can play all the accuracies because of the Lantern.
Yeah, well,
that's pretty nice,
right away.
Actually. Yeah, I guess we don't have to think, at least. We just get owned.
We get to heal a bunch. We get a little bit of block. I generally prefer to kill the Spire Spear in this fight. But in particular, you want to attack the Spire Spear first because you want to be facing the spire speaker. Whoever's behind you deals 1.5 times damage. Hmm. So you actually take less damage if you turn around on this turn, because this one goes down to 14 and this one only goes up to 18.
Okay.
So you save one more.
So why not kill the shield first, just because it has less health?
You want to be facing toward the spear on turn 2, because that's when he does a 4x10. 10x4 attack.
Okay.
And the shield shields itself. So every third turn, the shield will have 99 block.
Wow.
Okay, so.
Good thing we're almost at the end of this.
I know, right? So, yeah.
Nunchucks. Dang it.
I know.
It.
Our beautiful nunchucks.
We have ice cream. We're good.
Okay, we drew backflip.
Oh. That is an ugly hand. How did he hit two burns instantly?
He puts two, the Spire Spear puts two
on
burns
top
on top of
your deck.
Your
oh, wow, always. That's rough.
So we get to go footwork. Actually, really good here. Backflip.
Yeah.
Adrenaline.
Wow. That is fortunate.
Accuracy. Survivor. It blocks for two more because it discards a burn.
Nice.
Blur. Still take 9.
At
least we got the ice cream, though. So we get to keep that shit.
Yeah.
That's true. You said on
well,
this,
so we survived this turn. And this turn, we have to turn around because shield is attacking us for 57.
Right.
But we should be able to cleanse the minus strength debuff because we drew... Well, they played some accuracy.
Oh, nice.
Unfortunately, we drew no way to draw cards or way to block.
That's too bad.
So we die.
Though.
We just lose the game.
We could ghost in a jar. It's not even crazy.
57.
Well, we turn around, it becomes less.
Okay.
Let's see what that is. What's that? It's going to be, what, 28?
57 over 3 is 19, so it's 38. Oh, wait, we block with effort. Okay, we're fine. We are not cooked yet.
And we neutralize.
And
them,
we
right?
heal so a bunch.
Yeah.
Accuracy, neutralize, blade dance, cleanse the debuff. Shift.
Kill him.
Yeah, just
my
kill him.
My god.
Okay, don't. Exactly
well laid plans.
Him.
Okay, do I play the piercing whale for one block, or do I save it for when the spire spear next attacks? Oh, wait, no, let's just strip some artifact here. All right, so we do take 11 here. 10, tungsten rod. So not terrible. Actually, pretty good fight so far.
I don't know what you guys are all worried about. You're about to kill this guy, too.
Yeah, it's kind of a results-oriented thing where, like, yes, we're winning, but we weren't guaranteed to be winning.
All right, we're still winning.
We're still winning, man.
Yeah, come on, Jack.
Do we have lethal?
Probably. Accuracy?
Yeah, we're going to kill the spear,
accuracy,
right?
Accuracy. Legs. Cloak and dagger. So we didn't kill him.
I feel like we may have, especially if you use the
prepared.
Yeah, well, that's a lot of burns,
like,
but...
Oh, my God, so many burns. And we're getting attacked for, like...
Yeah.
Backflip.
Okay, let's just ship this guy to death.
Let's just kill him. Get him dead.
Just get him.
Okay, so we were getting attacked for, what was it, 12 by 4 or something?
This is much
now
more doable.
Like,
yeah.
We kicked these guys' asses.
Yeah, we got them. But we did take a significant amount of damage.
Yeah, not that much. Chunk.
They're not here to kill you. They're here to soften you up so the heart can kill you.
Yeah, but the heart's not going to do shit either.
Ooh. Gold, 32 gold thread and needle.
The gold is pointless.
Yeah. We get distraction. It wouldn't be pointless if we'd gotten that event. We get distraction, cloak and dagger, dodge and roll, plus. All garbage. All right, last fight of the game. We still have our ghost in a jar. We took it from floor 1 to floor 56.
Here it is.
All right, after image, we'll take 1 and heal for 2, and then we just get to...
Just to go off.
Just get to go off.
Where are those accuracies?
Do we want to hold an accuracy in our hands so we can get rid of all the debuffs next turn?
Good idea.
What kind of debuffs is it? Oh, you said it already.
Yeah, weak, vulnerable, frail. It's really bad.
Yeah, probably. Probably. That makes sense.
So is it well-laid plans, cloak and dagger, a million shivs?
Yes.
Can that be right? In that case, it makes me kind of think I should just play the accuracy, hold on to prepared, and a cloak and dagger, and probably draw one of our remaining 7 accuracies.
That's probably a safe bet.
Right? Just to get damage rolling. I want to get the fight over before too long, because our defense does not scale.
Mm. Yeah, we're going to kill this guy. It's fine.
Yeah, he's not even attacking. What could go wrong?
It's going to be fine. Not the least bit concerned.
Oh, wait. Oh, I'm an idiot. I forgot about ice cream. I discarded a shiv because I didn't want to proc Nunchaku, but I forgot about ice cream.
Uh-huh.
Mm, yeah.
Shut up, Charles.
It's all right.
3x15.
We're literally unstoppable.
Like, okay, we're getting attacked for 3x15. Seems like a good opportunity to cleanse some debuffs.
Yes.
So we'll go accuracy, cloak and dagger, play another accuracy, adrenaline, slimes. A cloak and dagger. Shiv, clear the debuffs. Prepared.
Where did the slime come from? Is this just...
Heart gives you one of each status. So I'm discarding the burn and the slime. I don't want to waste my time trying to get rid of the slime because the spoon will save it.
Hell yeah, spoon.
Life. footwork. Annoying Shiv.
What are you trying to calculate here?
I'm not. I'm just trying. I'm wondering, like, I have to play Survivor here to block 5 damage. What's better, 5 health or
yeah.
a Ascender's Bane?
That's your point.
Having Ascender's Bane in our deck.
We're good at drawing.
Okay, well, the Threaded Needle block was fun while it lasted. But the captain is once more here to save us.
God bless the captain.
God bless the captain. Sorry. Acrobatics. Discard an accuracy so that we can leg sweep and neutralize and play an accuracy. And the turn full blocking. Look at that. Perfect block. Man, Paper Crane and
yeah, paper
Orange
crane.
Pellets really did the job here. Okay, and then we just play 3 accuracies, I guess.
Yeah, strong turn.
I guess I'll start with the backflip. Or no, I can just do 3 accuracies and pass, hold the energy.
It's going to hit for a lot, you can play.
What?
Yeah, actually, that makes more sense. Accuracy. Blur. Hold on to Piercing Whale backflip. So we got to get through these 2 artifacts before we can use this Piercing Whale to stop the attack next turn. It looks like we're blocking pretty well this turn. So we start with... Do we have any accuracies left? Start with backflip. So there's the accuracy. Boom. Play Cloak and Dagger. Shiv. 1 energy left. Looks like a backflip to me.
Lay Dance.
Backflip blocks for 7. Lay Dance does not block at all. Oh, and doing it this way lets me do both.
Oh, because of the Dunchuck.
But I'm not going to do it because the heart has Invincible, and we've already dealt 180 damage to it this turn, so we can't deal more than 20 more damage to it this turn. So we'll just take 5 here, or I could play the Slimed.
It's going to go come back.
Should I play the Slimed? Like, it's just Slimed against Ice Cream.
Oh, no. Who cares? Leave it.
Yeah. So we'll take 7. We didn't get rid of any of the artifact, but hopefully we will next turn. 2x15. Honestly, it's not even that bad.
Yeah, it's fine.
Neutralize to get rid of an artifact layer. And then, do I have a draw spell? I do. It's prepared.
Yes. Let's go, baby.
Yeah, finally some useful cards.
Let's get those useful cards in.
I don't even know what I'm trying to do here. I'm going to discard the Piercing Whale because I don't even want to use it this turn. And a Shiv.
Yeah, that makes sense.
All right, artifact gone. Play a bunch of Shivs. And we take
2 Shivs.
You want to retain them? Of course you do.
Yeah, we take, what, 4 damage here?
Yeah.
Tungsten Rungsten. I'm going to acrobatic before Survivor and before the Shivs because I don't want them in my freaking deck on the reshuffle.
But you're just going to kill us, the guys. Right? Does it have a second form?
No. It's just going to attack us.
We still have that ghost.
Yeah, we have to free the ghost.
Yeah, it's true.
We don't even have to use it.
We can't end the game without using the ghost in the jar.
Awkward.
Why is it awkward?
This is exactly what Dave was talking about. You want to win a different way, but you can just win by killing him.
No. You never know what's going to happen. Okay, so we do actually just win.
Yeah.
Which is nice. See, the problem is I want to win, but I also want Charles to know that you can't just be all willy-nilly on Ascension 20.
But you just did it. You just did it.
I know, and sometimes it works, and sometimes it doesn't.
But I'm saying, you just didn't want it to work, but it worked the whole time. Literally, I didn't.
No.
You guys didn't bring a sweat.
If I knew what was going to happen, obviously I'd be chill with it. But you have to prepare for the worst.
Yes, but also you
so
just
by
fucking
not
won.
By like not setting up nunchucks, you're not preparing for the worst.
Oh, whatever.
Oh, nice score too, 27-16.
I'm the greatest Slay the Spire player of all time, and I'm not even saying that ironically anymore.
What does this mean? Oh, it's because you use the mod or something?
Yeah, I use the mod, so we still see the unlocks. So
that's
don't
pretty funny.
The thing, yeah. All right, so that was our first Ascension 20 run. It was obviously very easy because we seeded with 9 accuracies.
Wait, we seeded?
Dude,
but
we
yeah,
whooped
that's
ass.
The game. That's the game. We did. That's what Pandora's Box Star will do.
This game is easy, man. I'm with Charles.
Yeah, what the fuck? All you
literally
need is a million shivs. All right,
you know what?
Literally
let's,
no effort.
Let's roll. Let's run it back on a regular run. A regular seed. All right, here we go.
Are we just going to lose? No, what are we just losing instantly?
Whoa, the defect has crazy amounts of googly eyes. All the orbs have it.
Ready? Here we go.
Lose your starting relic. Obviously, get Pandora's. Wait, we just got Dead Branch? Oh, it's over.
What's going on here?
Okay, let's go.
I'm showing you how much we're going to lose.
Let's go. No. We can win every time.
Cards.
Yeah, but
Zach,
this is a totally different situation.
Watch you just win.
Yeah, let's see this, actually. You're just randomly
Why didn't you
play
that Tempest? Do you suck at this game? Chat, I can't even describe to you what's going on. Jack just
I'm
going to
play as fast as possible.
He's just playing random
He just
cards.
Whooped a Trollworm. I've never seen it die so fast. You should use the keyboard shortcuts so you can go slightly faster.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know them.
Type in numbers.
They literally are displayed
on the
screen.
I know, but that would take so much longer.
Oh, claw. Zap. Let's go. Wait, why are you not clawing? Okay, you are.
Jack's so frustrated because he's winning right now.
I'm trying to lose.
Why am I winning?
I'm just trying to lose.
Just equilibrium, bro. It's easy. There we go. See, I told you.
But see,
now you have four strikes in hand for next time.
You're not even fighting the point I was making. My point was that we had so much damage that we could just fucking annihilate everyone, which is what we did.
Yeah, Jack, don't you
But that's not always the case, right?
Like, but it was in this case.
But like, no, even that's what I'm saying. Like, if we draw wrong, if we draw badly.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Like, so we have to be ready for that.
Yeah, if you draw badly, you're just cooked.
Yeah, exactly. We don't want
to
be cooked.
It did not happen to us.
It didn't. Yeah, we lucked out. That's what I'm saying. We high rolled.
Exactly.
I feel like that seed maybe is like something was like.
I think that seed is like really, really good.
Yeah, something.
Real good, man.
Wow. This is so funny that you were just randomly winning right now.
She's the best one.
Clicking random shit.
Of course it's recursion.
Actually, you know what?
Recursion's the best.
No. Jack is very upset that we won the way we won.
Yeah.
No, I'm not upset that we won. I'm glad that we won. Mm-hmm. And I think that was a very fun run, but I don't think it is. It's a classic.
Representative.
Thank you. It's a classic sample size problem. It's not representative of the average Ascension 20 experience. And
really?
I say that to gatekeep.
You don't have eight
people
accuracies
from thinking that Ascension 20 is
easy. No. I'm not making that argument at all. I'm saying in the situation we were in, it made sense. You didn't even struggle a little bit the entire time.
We did.
Not really.
Yeah, I think like...
You were like, this is going to happen and we're going to be fucked. And then it was like, we're fine.
Yeah, but that's the thing, right? It was like, oh, if we get awakened one, we could be cooked, I think. Right, like, if we get awakened one, we could be cooked. And we did get awakened one, and...
And then we whooped his ass!
And we could have been cooked, and we drew well. And that's kind of like, playing well is like preparing for the worst. Jeez, I can't talk. Preparing for the worst and being able to say like, okay, like if everything goes well, if we get our cards in the right order and we draw the piercing whale on the turn that they're doing the multi-attack and we can like do all these things, great, we're going to win easily. But we have to minimize the chances that we lose, which I think we did. Like I think we prepared well and minimized the chances that we lost, and we didn't get into a situation where we would have lost if we had missed one Nunchaku trigger or something like that. It sounds like I'm going to cry.
Yeah, he's going to cry.
I'm so emotional.
He's,
believe me.
He's so mad that my
voice literally just doesn't work.
He's so mad that we saved Shivs with a spoon and it worked out.
Oh my God. Okay, that I will not concede. That was a...
Why? It literally... It didn't save us.
It literally
got us to situations where we just won the fight.
Yeah.
Not winning.
No, but it gave us a Shiv when it would have been way better to draw. Right. Okay, I agree with it. I agree with it more than I would... in a Shiv deck that wasn't 8 accuracies, right? Like, it gave us a Shiv that dealt 30 damage. That's pretty good. But a Shiv that deals 30 damage is not as good as drawing back to our Cloak and Dagger, right? Because that's a Shiv that deals 60
dance,
damage.
Or Blade Dance. Or Backflip or Acrobatics.
Right? Like, we have all these good cards in our deck, and we have such a small deck that we can kind of do that thing.
It's a zero-cost 40 damage.
It's the worst card in the deck. Just think about it.
Not if it kills the guy. It's the best card in the deck at that point.
No, it's still worse.
So I think it doesn't always kill the guy, and sometimes other cards would. If you could choose when it exhausts from Spoon, it would be great, because it would be like, okay, the guy's almost dead. Load our deck with Shivs. But if you're on turn one of Donu and Dekka, you're like, I do not want to draw Shivs right now.
I think you guys are just mad it worked out.
I'm not even mad that it worked out. It was a lot of fun, and it was not crazy. Like, it's crazy to take Spoon in a Shiv run that does not have 3+ accuracies, right?
We had eight accuracies.
So I'm agreeing. It was not crazy. I don't know that it was good.
I think it was great.
The fact that it saved Adrenaline, and could save Adrenaline, and the fact that it could save Piercing Whale is good.
Did it ever save Piercing Whale?
It saved it once.
I think we didn't really use Piercing Whale as much as we
did. Yeah, we didn't need it that much. Like, yeah. It was actually really good in hallway fights.
God. Dude, what happened?
It was really good in hallway fights. I was like sick last week, and then we went out drinking, and we went to a karaoke bar, and like...
Jack was screaming. It was actually hilarious. His voice was like literally completely gone in the middle of the night, and I'm like, he's fucked. Like,
he's cooked.
I was cooked, man.
Like, if you lose your night the night of... I'm surprised he's talking today. I literally thought, I was like, Jack.
I'm not anymore. Yeah, if we wouldn't have been able to do this yesterday.
You'll be cooked for this.
Like, if we went out last night, it would not have worked out.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
But I was like, I literally looked at him. He was like, kept trying to talk. And I was like, oh, this is going to be tough for Saturday. We're not going to be able to record. And then he just literally shut his mouth.
You were like, are you going to be okay for Saturday? And I was like,
I just stopped talking. And another funny story. We went out, and I've, I
introduced Jack to my other nerd friend who plays Magic the Gathering, and obviously they made friends.
That's quite rare.
At some point, they're sitting at the bar.
This is the guy who liked that one card that you're talking about, right?
Yeah. They're sitting at the bar, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to go to the bathroom real quick. I'm gone. I swear to God, it was like 93 seconds. And I came back, and Jack has full folding a phone with like a
yeah, you showed me this.
Laptop set up. Yeah,
are you just
crazy.
Talking to chat right
I'm
now?
I'm talking,
talking
to
chat, man.
I'm talking to chat right
so,
now.
So, and he was ready to just start playing Slay the Spire runs. It was midnight. Maybe 1 a.m.
That was 1 a.m., yeah.
Classic.
Oh, I didn't tell you. Oh, the 9th Street stop was closed. I had to walk to 14th.
No yeah. way, dude. How far was the walk?
Five blocks.
You're a trooper. You should have taken the $100 Uber.
Nah, I took an Uber when I got back to Newport. But
that makes sense.
That was like $20, so. No, I think it's good. It's good stuff. We got some content.
We'll see.
Yeah, some quality content.
Yeah.
You're gonna have
but thanks for joining us for our first Ascension 20 run that we won.
Yep.
So suck it.
Completely legit.
I don't have any delusions that this is what Ascension 20 is like.
Yeah.
I don't. But I do think in the situation we're in, just load up on shivs and keep them coming.
Yeah. It worked out better than I expected. I will give you that. This went way smoother than I was expecting. Because I was expecting, right, on Ascension 20, you need to fight elites in Act 1 because
and
you
we
need
didn't do
because
that.
You need to scale. But we had our scaling right off the bat because we had 9 accuracies.
True.
Like we could just take a super easy Act 1 and then dominate from then on out because we got 3 shiv cards.
I wonder if there's like Reddit discussions about these specific
about specific like, seeds.
Yeah, like I want to see what people's experience is on that because it's like
well,
I'm crazy how quickly we
a lot of people like a lot of streamers do.
Our recommended is like exactly the same, Jack.
Yeah.
The Slay the Spire is the first one. The second one is the folding idea or whatever that guy's name is.
Man carrying thing.
He's always my second one.
Yes.
And then Lo-Fi Hip Hop Radio. Yeah, good stuff.
Exactly the same.
Yeah. I actually haven't seen Frost Prime yet. It's always Baylor Lord for me.
Yeah. I do like Baylor Lord a lot, but I've been into Frost Prime recently. Okay, he actually doesn't have an accuracy one. Yeah. But he does have a pressure points one.
He has what?
Pressure points one. What if you started with 9 blade dances? I was going to do that, but I thought
I feel like that goes pretty easily. Yeah,
yeah. I thought that accuracy would be harder, and it actually was like...
It was, yeah. I mean, I feel like we did get a little lucky there.
Yeah, I feel like we did get a little lucky. And we navigated well, but also, yeah, I think we got pretty lucky. Like, the boss reward was insane.
Yeah.
Paper Crane was monumental. Yeah, Tungsten Rod, very important.
Paper Crane seemed not respective to the accuracies, though. Paper Crane just seems strong all around.
Yes, but Paper Crane's just insane. It's just lucky that we got it.
It was a good hit after we'd already chosen the weak card.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I knew it was coming.
Yeah, you could feel it.
Leg sweep. The first leg sweep is insane.
Yeah,
that's my position.
Leg sweep is really good. Yeah.
The other weird thing is that we felt really weak defensively the entire time. Like that dexterity at the very end really helped us a lot.
Yeah, that's footwork. The thing. Like that's one of the reasons Watcher is a different play experience. Is that you can have just really fast high damage early on and have that be enough, but that doesn't scale into the late game. And then we got that footwork and the after image, like those two together. Really pulled together our defensive plan in the late game. All right, I gotta sign off, buddies. Sorry, chat.
Thanks for listening. Hopefully,
yeah,
Jack has a voice soon.
Yeah,
one day,
eventually. Unless
Grant,
you want to
say anything?
Another one.
How'd you enjoy your time here?
It's a good time. We accuracy'd them to death.
Accurate.
We did it.
Accurate.
Nice.
Yeah, got him.
Failed to use the ghost in the jar.
Didn't fail. We set the ghost free.
We set the ghost. Or no, we
you can
we
set
enslaved
the ghost
it
free yeah, by we, eating it.
We enslaved it for the rest of time. It's just chilling in a jar.
So true.
And based on the googly eyes, there were several ghosts in there.
How many googly eyes did it have?
I think there was at least 6.
What?
Yes. So there's 3 ghosts in the jar, which is very inhumane. I don't like that. We need to call
there's
PETA.
3 ghosts.
3 ghosts stuffed in a jar.
Why are they ghosts of animals?
They're not necessarily. I'm just saying a ghost is an animal on its own. Once you're a ghost, you become part of a protected class that's all grouped together. All group ghost rights.
Charles likes to start his controversial opinions when my
ghost
voice
rights.
Is
how
shut.
How is that controversial?
I don't know.
I'm looking out for the ghosts. If that's controversial to you, you're inhumane.
Wow, Charles is going to get canceled.
You just said they're not
third
human.
Time.
Yeah,
Charles is
going to
cancel the gun.
They're ghosts. We have to treat them special.
All right, chat. Write in.
Don't
write
shove
in with
them into jars.
Write in with your votes. Let us know.
End this.
Let us know.
End my agony.
Against all odds, our heroes have prevailed. Join us next week for more Saturday Morning Spire Slaughter.